In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theammashow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theammashow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm glad you're here with me. I love having you as my audience member. Please like, share, subscribe. We're all one family. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. Find me there. But today I'm going to be talking to a constitutional sheriff. I'm talking to Sheriff Mack today. I'm so excited that I get a chance to sit and talk to him. Really cool guy. But did you know how important our sheriffs are? If you have a constitutional sheriff, there's so much that they can do to help We the People and support We the People. It's such a powerful role that we have, that the Constitution, whether it's your state or your federal constitution, has given the sheriffs. And so today I had the pleasure of talking to Sheriff Mack, and I'm really excited about it. I hope you enjoy the program. Please, I just partnered with a new company to save you money. Oh my gosh. So General Flynn has found this artist, and his name is Mike, and his company is called The Commander's Artist, and his artwork is so beautiful. And General Flynn uses his artwork to auction off at the Reawaken Tours to generate some revenue for his nonprofit. So in the link below, or on the promo section at theamberbankshow.com, check out his art. And when you use promo code Amber, you're going to save 10% off. And the stuff he just has is gorgeous and phenomenal. And there's bidding wars every time at the Reawaken Tours. So I got a chance to talk to him, meet him, and now you can save money on some of this really cool patriotic art. So go to the commandersartist.com and then use promo code Amber at checkout. Please like, share, and subscribe, like I said, and support my pillow, man. Michael Lindell's out there for you and for me. And so when you use promo code Amber, you can save up to 66% off, and you'll never go astray with Dr. Stella. So Dr. Stella MD, you'll actually get the medicine you really need and the supplements that you need. So drstellamd.com, promo code Amber May. So here we go. We're ready for Sheriff Mack. I really hope you enjoy this episode today. Hey guys, it's Amber May. And guess what I have for you? I want to show you towels that actually work. Oh, they're from MyPillow. And right now there's a killer sale going on MyPillow. When you go visit mypillow.com/Amber, these are the softest towels, and the towels actually work. So I was trying them out at her house, and then I'm like, I gotta go home and buy my own set of towels. And since then, I've been switching all my towels to MyPillow towels. So hey, use promo code Amber at mypillow.com/Amber and get towels that actually work. Get a 6-piece towel set, normally $109. Get it right now for $39. So mypillow.com, use promo code Amber. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section, and purchase this, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay. Thank you.
Amber May Show. So excited to be speaking to a constitutional sheriff. I am so excited to introduce you to Sheriff Mack. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on the program.
Well, thanks for having me. It's really a great day. I love it here in San Diego. So thanks for inviting me to be on your show.
I appreciate that. But you have to do me a favor, Sheriff Mack. I have a buddy in my Telegram group who is part of your posse, talks about you all the time. I'd love you to give him a shout out to Tom. Say hello, Tom, or whatever you want to say to Tom.
Tom, thanks for being on the posse. Thanks for setting the example to everybody that's listening to this. Everybody should be like Tom. Maybe that's our new motto. Be like Tom.
Be like Tom. I like that.
Everybody should be like Tom and join the CSPOA posse. Everybody should be on that because this is the only peaceful and effective constitutional solution to what's going on in America. I'll slow down. This is the only peaceful and effective solution that we have left in America. We all have to be part of this solution. And folks, we can do it with your help. And if we're all in this and doing our part, we can take back America, county by county, one good sheriff at a time. One good constitutional sheriff. He can't do it alone. That's why we train you to be on our posse, and we train you to become eligible to be on your sheriff's posse. You are the Minuteman of America. Join the posse. It doesn't matter if you're female or male. We want everybody to join, and it's so simple. Just go to our website, join the $11 a month one, join the $99 a year one, or do the $5,000 lifetime. You got $5,000? Join. You know what, folks? We really need your help. We can't do it without you. And Tom, thanks for doing it, and thanks for being on our posse.
You're going to make his day. Oh, you're going to make his day. And I told him specifically, I'm going to look out for Sheriff Mack, and if I find him, you're going to get a hello. So thanks for doing that and helping me make his day.
Well, I usually do about 20 interviews when I'm at one of these shows, and you're my first one, so let's do it.
I kind of was hunting for you, so. Okay, so we're talking about your posse, but let me back up because we'll get to your posse in a minute. For the audience that may not know you, tell us a little bit about Sheriff Mack. How did you become Sheriff Mack? And like, when did you get like open to what was going on, you know, unconstitutional stuff, deep state, whatever you want to call it?
That's really a good question. And an easy one to answer, though, really. It's a great question, though. First of all I ever wanted to be was a cop and sheriff in my hometown. And I actually got that. And I didn't want to leave when I left. I lost my third election. But I was the sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. And it was really a miracle that I ever got elected. I hadn't lived there for 12 years in my hometown. I never worked in Arizona or my hometown in law enforcement at all.
Oh,
no.
No. Oh, where did you serve before?
Provo.
Okay.
Provo, Utah.
Okay.
I was with Provo Police Department 11 years, and I did everything in law enforcement you can imagine. Bike theft, school resource officer, undercover, narcotics officer. In fact, Google that. Google Sheriff Mack undercover photo. That really is me. Yeah, I perm my hair. It's crazy. But anyway, the other part of your question. While I served as sheriff, I was already converted to the Constitution, and I studied the Constitution assiduously, and I was totally converted to it. And then at our Sheriff's Arizona Association meeting, three agents of the BATF show up and they hand us a 25-page document detailing what the sheriffs of America had to do to comply with the Brady Bill. Well, I don't work for the federal government. They cannot fire me. They cannot hire me. They cannot tell me what to do. I work for the people in my county, period.
Now, I know what the Brady Bill is, but if someone doesn't understand what that is, can you explain?
The Brady Bill was a gun control law passed by Congress in 1994. Well, it was passed in 1993, signed into law by Bill Clinton in 93, and then it took effect February 28, 1994. And so I filed a lawsuit against it to stop it because, one, I don't do gun control and I don't work for the federal government. So folks, your sheriff is here to uphold and defend your God-given constitutional rights, and that is exactly what he's supposed to be doing. So I said, another thing about the Brady Bill, it threatened to arrest us if we failed to comply. No, seriously.
The sheriff?
The sheriffs were subject to arrest if we failed to comply. Now, Janet Rito promised us that she was never going to arrest sheriffs. Who believes her? You know?
Right.
That means you trust the federal government to be honest with you. That would be the first time in history.
Right.
You know? So I filed a lawsuit. Six other sheriffs from across the country joined me in the lawsuit. And Sheriff Prince from Montana and I ended up at the Supreme Court December of 1996. And I had 3 weeks to go in my tenure as a sheriff.
Oh, wow.
Because I had already lost the election. And it was largely because of this. People believed I was wasting my time, and I couldn't argue with them. I thought I was too. Do you think I thought this was going to go to the Supreme Court?
No.
No, I didn't. But I tried, and wow, the miracle happened. The Supreme Court took it, and the decision came out June 27, 1997, and we won. Sheriff Prince and I and the other sheriffs, we won. Folks, this is the most amazing, miraculous 10th Amendment decision in the history of America, and I am proud to have been a part of it. Now, what happened that while I was a cop, I became a constitutionalist?
Yes, that's a good question.
Because I didn't start my job as a constitutionalist.
Really?
No, no.
Well, what made you want to be a police officer?
My dad was an FBI agent, and I just thought it'd be an exciting career. I actually tried to get in the FBI, but it never worked out, thank God. You know, because
they don't
have
a great reputation right now.
No, and I wouldn't have lasted. Even way back in the early 80s, I wouldn't have lasted. Too much, just do what you're told, you know, instead of doing what's right. And so I was actually at 300 South, 600 West, writing tickets one day at a four-way stop sign. And I was just parked there at the intersection, and this lady runs a stop sign right in front of me. I'm in a marked car, for heaven's sakes. I'm in a police cruiser. And she runs a stop sign right in front of me. I'm the only living thing within 100 yards of that intersection. And I saw what happened, and I'm looking at her, and she's trying to settle her kids down. And it looked like maybe any woman with five or six or 12 kids can relate. It looked like the Tasmanian devil inside the car. It was just whirly, whirly, derby, hands and feet, and legs and everything. And all these kids were fighting, and she was trying to settle them down, and she lost track of where she was on the road, ran the stop sign. And while she's in the middle of the road, she goes, and she looks over at me and she goes, as if what else could go wrong today.
Right, yeah.
She immediately pulls over. She doesn't even wait for me to turn on my lights. When I get up to her, she has her license and registration out the window. And what am I doing? I'm writing the ticket. This is an easy ticket. She's not even crying, you know? But she was very depressed. She was just staring out the front of the windshield, had her hands on the steering wheel. And I wrote the ticket. She never said a word to me. I don't know if I said a word to her because she already had her license and registration for me. But right at the end of the ticket, when any officer signed my serial number and my name, and then I paused, and that pause changed my life forever. And it was an epiphany. It really was an epiphany. And I stopped, and I just stopped. And I looked down at this depressed, dejected woman. I looked down at her snotty-nosed kids. I looked down at her cruddy old car, wasn't worth $250. And then I looked at me. And I asked myself a few questions. I said, Mac, is there anything you're doing here that's making this a better place to live? Is there anything you're doing here that's helping this family? And is there anything you're doing here that's bringing honor to the badge you wear on your chest? Well, I knew the answer to all those questions, and now I'm more depressed than she is. And I walked away and I took the ticket with me. I never said a word to her. And I always wondered how long she waited for me to come back. Because I went from there to my car and I drove away. She was still sitting there. I don't know if she was asking the kids, well, do you think I can leave now? Because I've always prayed that I'd be speaking somewhere and she would come up and say, that was me. Because she changed my life and she was so humble. And she really did change my life. Well, maybe it was something else. Epiphanies come from right. Someone else. Mm-hmm. And so after that time, I asked myself, why are we doing this to people? Why do we have cops? And why do we have government? And I searched for the answers, and I found them in the Constitution. And I started studying the Constitution and the Founding Fathers. And while I was at a class on the Constitution, I promised myself that I would never be on the wrong side again. And now I started the CSPOA, and I trained sheriffs and cops and public officials all across America to do one simple thing: obey, enforce, uphold, and defend the United States Constitution and protect your citizens from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And you know what will happen if we do that? We will get back America tomorrow. We will restore our Constitution tomorrow. We will restore civil rights to our country tomorrow, because every patrol officer, every deputy, detective, chief of police, and sheriff will put freedom first. We'll put individual liberty and individual rights first in the execution of our jobs, and stand against anyone, any bureaucrat from any government or branch. We will defend our citizens from anyone who is abusing our citizens, and we will defend them and protect them from being victimized by bureaucrats who have no business doing the things they're doing in the first place. What do you think?
So can you tell us a little bit more about exactly what kind of stuff you do? Like, how do you train them? What if they're, like, can you be anywhere?
We do seminars all over the country. I did 72 different seminars last year.
Okay.
72.
Busy man. And you thought you were going to be retired probably after you left the sheriff's
office.
Retire? Not anymore. What? No.
Yeah, I'll be 70 in December, and I was thinking about retiring then, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Look,
so,
we invite them to seminars. A lot of the sheriffs, especially in like Arkansas right now, Texas, we've had probably 25 different sheriffs in Texas invite us to their hometown to do a constitutional seminar, a CSPOA seminar. And it's pretty simple. We study the Bill of Rights, we go over my Supreme Court case, and then we do a couple of issues like Rosa Parks. Remember who Rosa Parks was? She got arrested in Alabama, December 1st, 1955. You know why she got arrested, officers? I want to ask every officer and sheriff in this country this question, so I'm glad you had me on. Sheriff, if you were called back to Montgomery, Alabama, December 1st, 1955, patrol officer, this is for you. Deputy sheriff, this is for you. Chief of police, if you were called back into time to handle that call when Rosa Parks was arrested for not giving her seat to a white man, what would you have done? Knowing what we know now about equality and fairness and honesty and the proper role of government and the proper role of law enforcement. I actually wrote a book called The Proper Role of Law Enforcement. Everybody should read it. You should read my Supreme Court decision also. What would you have done? Would you have arrested Rosa Parks? I've asked it, you know, this is the funniest one. One officer said, well, I would have arrested her back then, but I wouldn't do it today. Why? Why would
what
you arrest her back
wrong?
Then?
She did nothing wrong. God made her one way, and she
committed no crime.
That. Right. Well, this is my, this, I've been doing shows and talking about Canada a little bit. I was looking in the camera and talking straight to any Canadian police that might happen to watch my show. I don't know who watches it. And I was saying, your job was to protect the people from the government, not the government from the people. You're dishonoring the badge because you are arresting people that are peacefully protesting because their government took all their rights away.
Right. And now, let me tell you what should have happened that day, though. I'm the only person in the world doing this. I've never heard anybody else do this. You know how that should have played out? The sheriff should have taken a deputy with him to that call on that bus on the evening of December 1st, 1955, and walked up to Rosa Parks and sit down next to her and shake her hand and thank her for her courage and thank her for her stand for what's right. And then the sheriff turns to her and says, Mrs. Parks, it would be an honor for my deputy and me to escort you home safely. And then we're gonna give your family extra patrol throughout the night and throughout the coming days to make sure nobody's messing with you and your family. And that, my dear friends, are you ready for this? That is a constitutional sheriff. And that's what every one of us should be. Constitutional officers or constitutional sheriffs and chiefs of police. We should put liberty first and defend the rights of the people. And that is our job.
Well, the federal government wants to defund the police, and then they had the Lloyd thing happen, I think, to scare police into doing their job. If you watch the trial, evidence came out that the officer didn't kill that man, and yet his whole life was just, it's done, destroyed. And yeah. So how do you, as a police officer, how do you function, or a deputy or a sheriff, with a government that wants to defund you and doesn't value you and wants to scare you into, you know, we have a whole group of police officers and deputy sheriffs that don't want to patrol because they're afraid if they pull over the wrong color, their life's going to be done, taken away. The media will make a frenzy. They'll get arrested. They'll be thrown in prison. They won't have a fair trial.
I would tell the black people of America, 99% of the officers do not want to kill you or hurt you. Be fair and honest with them. Deputies and patrol officers of this country, if you don't like the situation where you work, some of these cities are run by extremely stupid people who don't believe in freedom, who don't believe in you, who don't believe in law and order, who don't believe in the rule of law. Go work in a jurisdiction that wants you there. Florida has already been offering good deputies and patrol officers to move to Florida. Move to a different location. And let these people continue to ruin the streets in their communities. I denounce the violence in America. I don't care where it comes from. Ours is a peaceful process. We need you on board. We need you officers there. We need you to keep your oath, and we need you to put liberty first. If you don't know what the rights of the people are, how are you going to defend them? That is your job. Americans, if you don't know what your rights are, how are you going to make sure they're not being violated? So this is all that we teach. We want America back. And we want law and order and peace and freedom and no more violence.
Can regular citizens be a part of your posse?
Yes.
And how do they go about doing that?
Just ask Tom, you know.
Right.
Everybody can join, and we need you. Go to cspoa.org. Go to cspoa.org, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. There's a leg on there just for citizens to become members of our posse. Do it today. Get our books. It's a great education. This is the solution for America.
Thank you so much, Sheriff Mack, for being on the program. I really appreciate you.
Thanks.
I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Hey guys, so here is your money minute because I want to help you build financial wealth for your family and leave legacies for your family. And one way we do that is protecting our clients should they become ill or injured. So I'm with A&M Futures and I'm looking to help you build legacy wealth for your family. Back in 2007, I was a passenger in a car accident and I sustained a traumatic brain injury. I was flown to the nearest hospital. And honestly, I really don't remember much. I have like bits and pieces that come at me, but I do remember the recovery process, and the recovery process was really difficult. I worked at a radio station at the time and I couldn't really speak. I mean, I could physically speak, but there was a disconnect between what I wanted to say and what would come out of my mouth, and it would be really hard. And then I had zero memory whatsoever, meaning like if you told me to do XYZ, 2 seconds later, I'm not joking, I would not remember you told me to do XYZ. I would remember you told me to do something, but I couldn't remember what XYZ was. But generally speaking, I've come a long ways from a traumatic brain injury. But during that time, there was a period I couldn't work. And that financially impacted us. So if you are facing something that could potentially impact you, and we don't want that for you, so let me show you what we can do. Let me show you like a scenario, a situation, if you will, of how we can help our clients. So we are going to be talking about a 30-year-old male, because compliance likes us dealing with 30-year-old males, and this is just easy math for us, okay? And so we're going to compare our retirement account with a traditional retirement account. So in a traditional retirement account, this gentleman gets $3,600 in savings. If for whatever reason he needs to take money before he is 59 and a half, he gets stuck with a 10% penalty. And I'm going to just bring these over. And this is how we protect our clients for illness and injury and death. So let's say that, God forbid, you have an untimely death. If you were a 30-year-old male and you had put $3,600 into your account, you would have left your family with $382,000. That's a pretty good chunk of change. So imagine if you're married and you have a spouse, you don't want to leave them hanging high and dry. So with our type of retirement account, you can have a death benefit, but you also get what we call living benefits. So if you get a terminal diagnosis, which means you have 24 months or less to live, you can take that money out, and notice it says tax-free distribution. You can take that money out and do whatever you want with it. If you want to do a bucket list, do a bucket list. If you just want to have that for your family once you depart from our earth and leave your family so they're not in destitute, then you can do that. It's your money. No one's going to tell you what to do. But here's the other ones. If here the critical illness and critical injury has 17 different triggers, like heart attack, stroke, ALS, traumatic brain injury, things like that. And so if that was you, you could get a tax-free distribution in this scenario of $200,000. Not bad, right? But let's say you need some extra help and you can't do 2 out of your 6 daily living habits. You can't clean yourself, you can't dress yourself, you can't cook for yourself. If that's the case, then our clients are protected because in this situation, they would be getting $7,500 a month in tax redistribution. So we help our clients in so many different ways. And so if you want to set an appointment with me to see numbers for you specifically, then go ahead to my website, theambermayshow.com, and let's set up a 15, 20 minute conversation, and I can show you specifically how we can help you, and you can learn more about our retirement services versus the traditional one.